This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hey, thanks for that. We appreciate you listening. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd Mitchell is here. Kevin Flynn is here. We have Chris Larson monitoring a press conference with Drew Wrigley on the Grafton law enforcement officer being shot. So we'll get an update on the, I assume, charges being discussed in that. What else? Got Daniel on the phones when you call at 800-228-0550. Everyone has been ordered out of Galveston, Texas because of Laura. It's all Laura's fault. Laura Ingram? Who is that? Laura who?
Well, you don't want to know this, Laura.
Laura Bush?
This is a monster.
Yeah, everyone ordered out of Galveston, Texas and Louisiana in the crosshairs of that deal. The Wisconsin protest turned deadly. State of emergency declared now as violence erupted for a third straight night in Wisconsin. Family of the individual shot who is recovering in a local hospital now asked, hey, don't do this. That's not stopping anybody. It's not stopping them. Two people killed in the quote-unquote peaceful protest last night. One injured in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And by the way, Kenosha's close to Chicago. Kenosha's close to Milwaukee. If you don't think there are people down there that are just sowing the seeds of civil unrest to be able to do it, completely unrelated to anything in this incident, don't you lose all credibility when, hey, I'm mad that this guy got shot by the cops. I mean, all sense of reason goes out the window. I mean, if we were to say, hey, let's does this happen a lot? Well, actually, no. What happens most often is white police officers get shot by black people. So this isn't anything to make a racial deal out of, but they do, because victimhood is what they do, what they sell. But whatever happened is not made better by three nights of violence. You see that car dealership? 33 businesses have been destroyed in this community. 33 businesses.
You know the great point about, and not that there's any great point about it, but the gentleman, the older gentleman that owned the car lot that got burned had a Black Lives Matter sign out in front of his dealership to show support, and that's what he got.
Interesting.
So apparently the mob didn't read the sign and know that he was supporting them, actually, and
oh, they don't care how many black-owned businesses in Minneapolis were, you know, tagged with either children live here or minority-owned, black-owned, whatever, and didn't seem to matter.
We're getting a few text follow-up questions to our conversation with Mike Lindell about this treatment for coronavirus that is being evidently held up by the FDA. Mike is offered to help this company ramp up and get things going. And, of course, he did an interview with CNN that totally, there was one texter said he got the full treatment, didn't he? Anyway, people want to know, what is it? What is the product? The product is Olandrin, O-L-E-A-N-D-R-I-N, O-L-E-A-N-D-R-I-N. It's an extract from a flowering shrub native to the Mediterranean. It's from a flower, which a lot of things come from a flower, that you extract a small piece of that, and it's not uncommon. So anyway, that's the scoop. The company that is behind this is Phoenix Biotechnology. Phoenix Biotechnology. So if you want to know more about Olandrin, you go to Phoenix Biotechnology and find out more about this. So a lot of you asked about that, and there you go. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Somebody sent me a story about changes to the CDC guidelines I wanted to get in here, too. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has updated its guidelines on coronavirus testing. The agency now says people exposed to the virus may not need to be tested. This is from CNN. It is reported by WSFA-TV. The CDC no longer recommends testing for most people without symptoms, even if they've been in close contact with someone known to have the virus. Yeah, by the way, does anybody remember when it morphed into I was in the same room as somebody, therefore I'm going to get tested now? At some point we went away from symptoms to this. Anyway, according to the previous guidelines, viral testing was appropriate for people with recent or suspected exposure, even if they were asymptomatic. The CDC changed the recommendations on its website Monday. The agency said people without COVID-19 symptoms who haven't been in close contact with someone with a known infection also do not need a test. The CDC did not explain the change, and many doctors were puzzled by it. A spokesperson at the Department of Health and Human Services denied the change would affect contact tracing efforts. So, to repeat, if you're exposed to coronavirus, you don't need to be tested anymore, according to the CDC. New information for you. Don't know why that's not getting a little more attention, how it's been reported. All right, the other question of the day for you, who crushed it last night? Which of the speeches do you want to hear a little more of? We're going to play some more snippets based on what you vote on. First Lady Melania gave a great speech, but the best speech was given by Nicholas Sandman, says this listener, the Covington High School student. He totally destroyed the left-wing media. Super job. We played a clip of that earlier. I agree. And especially coming from a teenager, a high school student. Another texter, and Todd said the same thing, so Todd, I think you're onto something here. Watch out for corn pop in the corn maze. That's what they...
hey! You can always eat your way out. I mean, that's, you know, kind of tough, but, I mean, it's way.
We heard about the corn maze in Mobridge, the Bridge City, earlier on the program. Another texter, election will come down to the greater of two things. One, Americans' hatred for media, Hollywood, and pro athletes. Two, how much voter fraud Dems are able to get away with. I think a lot of people see it that way. Hatred for the media and how they report things that bias
nature. How can you blame them?
Hollywood and how they play it. Pro athletes kneeling. Which one is greater, that or voter fraud Democrats are able to get by with? Brock in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, I was just, I got a kind of a proposition for you. I was hoping that the media could just stop reporting color with these murders. It seems like it fuels the mob when you hear, a black person got murdered, but you never hear, a Mexican American or an Asian American or a white or anything. So it's, and I you guys report the news fairly. I appreciate your guys' shows, but it's kind of a challenge if maybe, rather than reporting two black men got murdered, how about just two men? And maybe we could get through this division and all of this just crud that's going on right now. But
first of all, what you suggest is what I believe America to be. I'm colorblind. I don't see, yes, somebody has a different culture than I do, maybe a different upbringing than I do. They're just another human being with a different, set of beliefs and a different culture that guided them. But I don't see them as, black, white,
no,
red or yellow.
No.
So I agree with you 100% what you're saying. I don't think it's realistic to think a media that hates Donald Trump is going to miss an opportunity to say, aha, white cop shoots black guy. Go crazy, people. Right. Are you mad enough yet? I mean, they're going to do that. Sadly.
You're right. I'm just hoping somebody would start taking the high ground. But,
it's a good wish.
You're right.
It's a good request. Yeah.
So,
I wish they would. Thanks, Brock. Appreciate it. Jeff in Williston, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, Scott, for having me on the air. There was recently a law just signed in to law in Tennessee where it holds the looters and rioters and organizations that sponsoring them accountable both legally and financially. And I was wondering, why isn't the North Dakota state legislature or senator or the governor doing anything like that, since we had a riot? The mayor in Fargo, North Dakota, allowed a riot to take place with the chief police of Fargo, allowed a riot happen in Fargo and did nothing about it, destroyed businesses, and at the same time ordered and made an executive order, the mayor did, in Fargo, stripping people their Second Amendment right for self-defense, took away their right to have a gun and use their gun for self-defense, protect themselves and their businesses and their friends. And like I said last week, I still haven't heard anything on the radio or anything. If you guys could follow up, find out why haven't they passed anything like Stand Your Ground law to protect the citizens of North Dakota from one.
All right, Jeff, appreciate the call. Going to have to leave it there. We're going to a break. I don't think it's fair to say that the mayor and the police chief allowed it to happen.
This is a piece of protest. Blue Flint ethanol plant in Underwood. He's an electrical instrument technician. A little bit about the question of ag and energy coming together. What do you think you're in? Which one?
I would think we're in both. I mean, we are, providing a place for local farmers to bring their corn that they grow, and they can locally bring it to our facility. As we receive most of our corn from local farmers that truck their corn to the plant to sell. So definitely part of the ag industry in that respect, but the energy industry, we're trying to, create energy independence here, in North Dakota, so we can use the corn we grow here and create a fuel that we can use right here in, in the state. And other places. So I'd say we're in both the energy and the ag industry.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know, despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and natural gas industry wants you to know they'll be back better than ever. They're committed to using talent and resources wisely from here to build a strong, sustainable future for families, friends, and neighbors. And together, keep North Dakota a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org, ndoilfoundation.org. Another vote for Pam Bondi. I like the speech, says this listener from the former AG, talking about Biden's corrupt money scavenging for their family. I think they really did a good job of touching on, I mean, think about it, pardoning somebody, right? Taking that on, naturalization, and their commitment to that in the administration, and again, removing this idea that, oh, if you're from somewhere else, we hate you. No, we want you to come here legally. We don't want you to bust your way through the borders and not do what these people have done and follow the rules. Love that. Nicholas Salmon on the media. Melania Trump on coming together as a country and the worry of parents. We're getting a lot of votes on her. We'll get Melania's take in here in a moment. And also Pam Bondi's, because that was good. In just a moment, Aberdeen, South Dakota. Jimmy, what's on your mind?
Well, to go along with what you guys were talking about, the mailman over in Minnesota and the marking of ballots that get mailed in for Democrat or Republican, I heard a clip on either Mark Levin or Sean Hannity, one of the two yesterday, about Hillary telling Joe Biden that he needed to dispute the election no matter what, and they were going to hire a bunch of lawyers to make sure that they fight it and fight it and fight it no matter what the results are. And I just wondered if you guys could come up and find that clip, because to me it sounds like they're just gonna dispute it no matter what the results are.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. And I don't know if you saw or if you heard it, but she looked like she was unhinged.
Yeah.
You know? She was just that was unbelievable. Clearly Hillary's in charge of the mother of all protests after Election Day, right? She's going to be.
If you guys played it or not, like I said, I heard it later in the evening when you guys weren't on. I can't remember. Maybe it was on the Fox channel or the news when you were doing the reporting of the convention. So anyway, yeah, play it again.
Statement. Kevin, you can find that, right? Appreciate that. Thanks a bunch. That's an easy one to find. Phil and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as O'Landrin goes, Michael Savage came out against it because you people are this thing is the most poisonous plant on earth. And unsophisticated people are unwillingly going to take that leaf.
I love the Trump haters. Now, because this is a cure that people can decide whether or not they want to take it or not, for a coronavirus that is dominating what's happening, if Donald Trump's supporter, Mike Lindell, says, hey, let's give these people a chance, let's let them be heard, let's get this FDA trial done, all of a sudden it's the most dangerous plant in the world, is that right? The world?
Yes. It is the most. Look, I'm just saying is you better put a caveat in this because people will think that you could take an oleander leaf and prevent.
Oh, come on! Our listeners are a lot smarter than that. It's an extract. You don't chew on the plant and say I'm going to get better. Come on, you can do better than that. Let's go with Pam Bondi first, then Melania. As requested by our listeners, highlights from last night's Republican National Convention. Pam Bondi.
At the Democrats' convention, we were told to look at Joe Biden as the model of integrity. But when you look at his 47-year career in politics, the people who benefited are his family members, not the American people. Let's take a closer look. We all know about Joe's son, Hunter Biden. A corrupt Ukrainian oligarch put Hunter on the board of his gas company, even though he had no experience in Ukraine or in the energy sector. None. Yet he was paid millions to do nothing. He only had one qualification that mattered. He was the son of the man in charge of distributing U.S. aid to Ukraine. And recently reported information revealed that a few months after Hunter Biden joined that corrupt company's board, the Obama-Biden State Department began doing business with him, even when it remained under investigation for corruption. And it gets worse. That very same company was being investigated by a Ukrainian prosecutor. Joe Biden, the Vice President of the United States, threatened to withhold aid to Ukraine unless that same prosecutor was fired. And then he was fired. Hunter only resigned from that board just before his dad announced his campaign for president. Now let's talk about China. Fact. Joe Biden flew to China on Air Force Two with Hunter along for the ride. They said he was just there as a family member, but we know that's untrue. In Beijing, Hunter didn't just go sightseeing. He had meetings with his Chinese bank partners. Hunter even arranged for his dad to meet with one of the partners. 10 days later, those Chinese communist bankers approved millions to go to Hunter's firm. And those bankers work for the Chinese Communist Party, which oppresses their people, cheated American workers for decades, and covered up a deadly virus. To this day, Hunter controls a 10% stake in that firm. And Joe Biden's done more than look the other way on China. He said, "The Chinese aren't our competition. Come on, man. They're not bad folks. Come on, Joe. Talk to the folks in Middle America who lost countless jobs to China while your son was getting rich with them."
This is beautiful.
But there's more.
Oh, yeah.
Fact. Mm-hmm. There have been numerous press reports that have shown other close Biden family members benefited from Joe's 47-year political career. Joe Biden was point person on Iraq. The president of a construction firm met with Biden's team in the White House, and then who did they hire to build thousands of houses in Iraq? Joe Biden's close family member, who, you guessed it, had no experience in the industry and no experience in Iraq.
Okay. How do you think the folks at CNN were reacting when this was playing? I'd like to see their heads exploding.
Right, like that. Yeah.
Right? Because they actually played a little bit of this yesterday. So, wow. Clint in Morristown, South Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Clint, get it in.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Say, I got a question in regards to George Soros. Why is that guy still able to operate? I'm thinking that, you know, my gosh, he's been around a long time raising havoc with this country, and, you know, I think it's time to take the head of the snake off, and so I think we need to start at the tail, and we need a forensic accountant to take a look at this guy and see if we can't stop, freeze up his bank accounts or whatever.
Yeah, no kidding. Look at Steve Bannon and Brian Colfage, two patriots that set up an operation to raise money for the wall because the government was too slow to build it, right? And because of how they fundraised. And the regulations, in my understanding, do not, you know, you can't not take a salary. You cannot do anything. I don't know. That seems very political to me. But meanwhile, George Soros is doing this all over. I mean, starting in Ferguson with the first Black Lives Matter entree. And is he ever investigated? I don't know. That's a good point. It's a good point. Follow the money. Follow the money. Hang on, Clint. We'll get your bumper suggestion off the air and continue with more after this.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two people fatally shot in an overnight demonstration that broke into riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. City leaders in Kenosha asking for more help after a second night of protests after police shot Jacob Blake repeatedly in the back early Sunday. A letter sent this morning says the city is under attack and they're asking Democratic Governor Tony Evers for 1,500 additional National Guard troops. Yesterday they asked for 750 and got 125. It also comes after Governor Evers turned
turned down an offer of help from the White House. First Lady Melania Trump calling for peace in the streets when she delivered an address at last night's second night of the Republican National Convention.
Instead of tearing things down, let's reflect on our mistakes and look to our way forward.
USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
There's a big brown cloud in the city, and the countryside is sin. The price of life is too high to give up. It's gotta come down again. But worldwide war is over and done, and the dream of peace comes true.
There you go, Flint.
We'll all be drinking that free bubble up and eating that rainbow stew.
There you go. My request. We love your bumper request here on What's On Your Mind, so lay them on us. 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You know, the splash pools are really something right now. And I was actually over dinner last night at a relative's house, and across the way was one of those Hot Springs Spas splash pools with that wicker look cover around the pool. It looks like something you'd see at a Four Seasons somewhere. Just beautiful.
Yeah, like a resort, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. And, of course, it's above ground, but it just fits in so beautifully in the backyard. That's a good example of what they had. Of course, as we get cooler temperatures on the way, there is nothing, and I mean nothing better, and I can tell you from personal experience, the Hot Spring Spa is just the best experience. End the day, begin the day, all those little aches and pains go away. It is you're better above the water, below the water. It's the best ownership experience. It's so darn easy. They've just figured it all out. It's a spa that provides a powerful combination of massage and hot water, and one-of-a-kind massage, innovative water care systems, features that keep water hot and operating costs low, and decades of experience. They've just been doing this a long, long time, so they do have the best hot tub ownership experience. Find out more by stopping in to see them at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You can go online and find out more there. You can give them a call. They'll give you a little virtual tour at 844. It's the toll-free telephone number, 844-200-7727. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. One other note on the census earlier, we had someone call and say, hey, what's with this long form? I meant to tell you what we talked to Daniel Stenberg about in the break, and he said that's the American Community Survey. Different survey than the 8-question census survey. So it's still a census that's doing it, but for different purposes, different thing, and it's not the census survey. So I want to make sure you know the difference there. Our next guest is the author of the great book, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win, David Horowitz, back with us on What's On Your Mind. David, thanks for taking the time. How are you today?
I'm pretty good.
Are you as confident as ever that the title of your book will come true, that Trump will smash the left and win?
Oh, yeah, the tide is already turning. Of course, people want safety for their government. That's the first priority of every citizen of probably every country, security. They want borders. Viruses cross borders. Terrorists cross borders. The Democrats want to do away with our southern border. They don't want any. I mean, it's in their platform. No blindness in it. No deportations. No vettings. More illegals here by offering them free health and you know, school welfare. It's crazy. And then we have our cities are being blown up on the basis of, by the way, a racial hoax. I don't know if you saw this. But the medical examiner in Hennepin County, Minnesota, has said that the autopsy report shows very clearly that George Floyd died from a drug overdose. There are no signs of asphyxiation. And besides which, you can't kill a person by applying knee pressure to one side of the neck. It has to be both sides. So this whole, all this billions of dollars in damage, scores of people murdered, cities set aflame, neighborhoods destroyed, people terrorized, is all based on a hoax. The police are not out to kill black people. And this guy in Kenosha, the same thing. This guy, I don't know if you've seen his rap sheet, but this guy was armed. He was in a bar pulling a gun on people. The police had a call from a woman that said that he was at her home and he wasn't supposed to be there. Then he resists arrest. There's the second video that's come out shows him fighting off the cops. And then he lunges for his, you know, the driver's seat where his gun is. And he's got three kids in the back seat. And you have to ask yourself, what kind of a father would resist arrest with three of his children sitting in the back seat? And then you see his rap sheet. He's a guy who's been arrested before for choking his wife. So this scumbag is now the center of attention like he's some victim of racial injustice. He's just a common, low-life, low-level criminal.
You know, about 75% of what you said related to the Wisconsin case, I'm hearing for the first time. You know, it's just amazing to me how the media is fully complicit in all of this damage. All those 33 businesses that are gone, all those people that are dead, they own it right alongside, you know, the lawlessness of perpetrators themselves, don't they?
Yeah. And you can hold the governor of Minnesota. This is the Democrat. The governor of Minnesota, he was asked point blank, you know, if the guy had a gun and he wouldn't answer the question, well, that tells you that he had a gun. But apparently he had a gun and a knife.
Are you talking about George Floyd now? Or are you talking about
Jacob Blake?
Wisconsin
Floyd,
guy. Right.
If you look, you could tell that it was a sham from the beginning, this race hoax. They charged four cops with murder. That's because Black Lives Matter is a gigantic lynch mob. And they're already demanding that the officers in Kenosha, be arrested and charged. No investigation. No due process whatsoever. But they charged four cops with murder of George Floyd. One of them's an African American. Another is an Asian American. How does race figure into that? How does that get to that racial killing of a black man?
Yeah,
by a white.
My other favorite part of that one is you have the notorious Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison. And
he suppressed the video that showed.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, you've seen those body cams from the cops. They were so solicitous. When George Floyd said, "I can't breathe," he couldn't breathe because he had three times the lethal dose of fentanyl in his system, which attacks the lungs. When he said he couldn't breathe seven times without cops touching him, they called an ambulance for him. They're not, these cops are not racist. They're not brutal. They handled him with kid gloves. He was out of his mind from the drugs that were in it. I mean, it's a travesty.
Keith Ellison has a court action to not release the body cams, but allow the citizen clip that was out there that inflamed all this to be the only thing that happened. And rational person looks at the entire video, all of the video body cams, and then looks at the snippet and say, "Wow, I don't have the full picture here. You're
Keith
not being
Ellison
fair."
Keith Ellison is a Farrakhan racist, And of course, he was the head of the DNC as well. But he also had a photo of himself holding up the Antifa manual. And the Antifa manual for this terrorist organization, and his son is a big supporter of this terrorist organization as well. The Democrat Party is a criminal party. This book I just published, which has been, it's actually been 7 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. It's called Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. It shows what's become of the Democrat Party. There's a lot of good people who vote Democrat, but they don't realize what their party has become. It's welcome terrorists. You have a terrorist caucus in the Democrat Party with Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib and Anna Pressley and AOC. They raise money for terrorist organizations. They're racist and they're communists, all of them. It's just crazy.
The
Green New Deal is a communist, you know. We're in North Dakota, right? You guys got oil there. They're going to destroy your industry. Oil and mining, they don't like it.
Oh, of course.
It's
and they've been trying for a long time. Same with coal, anything fossil fuels, the pipelines, infrastructure, North, South Dakota, Minnesota, big debate on pipelines now.
I don't keep as fear as Nancy Pelosi, but you know, California's on fire. It's on fire every single year. The Mississippi overflows every single year. The homes are destroyed. People are drowned. Tornadoes sweep through the plain states and kill people every year. On the eastern seaboard, it's hurricanes. We can't control any one of those, but these people are going to control the whole climate, the whole planet's climate. It's insanity. It's arrogance beyond belief. If they're right about global warming, it's all over. You can't control. Who are the chief polluters in the world? It's India and China. They've got something like 3 billion people between them, you know, burning coal and polluting the atmosphere.
I want you to help me with something related back to the these nights of violence that come after these incidents with the police.
Yeah.
You've been on the radical left, right? So help me get in their head a minute and understand why when whatever happened. That happened. We're going to find out, hopefully, great details. You've given us more information with Jacob Blake and those law enforcement officers. What then says to somebody, let's go burn down a car dealership. Let's take down 33 businesses. Let's shoot people. Why? What's the reaction there?
And they're Marxists. I was brought up by communists, and I was one of the leaders of the New Left in the 60s, edited its largest magazine. And my message to conservatives, I've been 40 years a conservative, trying to warn conservatives are way too decent people. People are malicious. Why? They're delusional. Being on the left is a religion. You believe that you can create the kingdom of heaven on earth. It's like the people who are building the Tower of Babel to heaven. They think they can get over the rainbow there. There's this society which has social justice. There's people don't fight. There's no racism, no sexism, no homophobia, no wars, no poverty. If you are deluded enough, and they're going to save the planet from extinction in 12 years by eliminating all automobiles. If you believe this nonsense, and they do, what lie would you not tell? What crime would you not commit? They're on a destructive mission. Marx famously said, everything that exists deserves to perish.
You are a national treasure. Keep up the good work of informing folks. Thank you.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking, similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com. Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Hey, what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Come on in for great home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. And they have a month of specials. So many specials, they needed a month. Bandanas, $2.99. Assorted caps, 2 for $10. Red Bull with 16 ounces, 3 for $7.50. Jack Lynch, 10-ounce bag, $8.99. The Ice Mountain 1.5-liter water, 79 cents. And Kenny's Gummies are $4.99 for the 2-pound bag. Don't forget the Valley Dairy Stores up north, too. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC. I just got to take the 2021 Yukon for a tour and spin, and what an upgrade! Yes, might want to check out the Facebook Live videos I did. Anyway, employee pricing on 2020 Buicks and GMCs, excluding GMC Sierra LD and HD, and the exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty at Schwann Buick GMC. Not only in those Buicks and GMCs, but those pre-owned cars as well, over 100 in stock. Check out all the details. Shop, click, drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Hey, if you're hungry, lunch is near. Head for PetroServe USA right now. Swedish meatballs. That'd be my choice today. It would. Lasagna maybe too. And both are at Valley City today. Exit 292 PetroServe USA location. Cheesy bacon potato hot dish at the 12th Avenue Fargo location, I-29. Harwood has Chef's Choice today, and West Main Avenue, West Fargo, also has Swedish meatballs at PetroServe USA. And two fresh baked cookies. You buy two of them, you get two free. Gotta love that deal. The 4 for $4 special is always good at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. All right. Our top vote getter today for the speech you wanted to hear as much as we possibly could play you is that of Melania Trump from the Rose Garden last night in or at the White House. And I liked it because a lot of the themes were right at moms, right at people that don't like political conflict, that don't like differences, that don't like... I thought she did a great job. Here's kind of her wind-up for the speech. Melania Trump.
To mothers and parents everywhere, you are warriors. In my husband, you have a president. You have a president who will not stop fighting for you and your families. I see how hard he works each day and night. And despite the unprecedented attacks from the media and opposition, he will not give up. In fact, if you tell him he cannot be done, he just works harder. Donna? Donald is a husband who supports me in all that I do. He has built an administration with an unprecedented number of women in leadership roles and has fostered an environment where the American people are always the priority. He welcomes different points of view and encourages thinking outside of the box. I know I speak for my husband and the family when I say we are so grateful that you have trusted him to be your president. And we will be honored to serve this incredible country for 4 more years. As you have heard this evening, I don't want to use this precious time attacking the other side. Because as we saw last week, that kind of talk only serves to divide the country further. I'm here because we need my husband to be our president and commander-in-chief for 4 more years. He is what is best for our country. We all know Donald Trump makes no secrets about how he feels about things. Total honesty is what we as citizens deserve from our president. Whether you like it or not, you always know what he's thinking. And that is because he's an authentic person who loves this country and its people and wants to continue to make it better. Donald wants to keep your family safe. He wants to help your family succeed. He wants nothing more than for this country to prosper, and he doesn't waste time playing politics. Almost 4 years ago, we went into Election Day completely underestimated. Despite what is being said again this year, I know, just as you do, that Americans will go to the polls and vote on the behalf of their families, our economy, our national security, and our children's future. To vote for those ideals is not a partisan vote. It is a common sense vote, because those are goals and hopes that we all believe in. I believe that we need my husband's leadership now more than ever in order to bring us back once again to the greatest economy and the strongest country ever known. God bless you all, your families, and God bless the United States of America.
Melania Trump, in what was really the only audience of this particular Republican side. Democrats had a little bit on the final night, but there were people seated in the Rose Garden to hear her address. You know, keeping your family safe, wanting you to prosper, trying to rise above politics. I think those are powerful messages. I think that's why so many of you liked that address last night. It was good.
Then you've got the class act Bette Midler saying, get that illegal alien off the stage.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
She can't even speak English. Hey, she speaks 5 languages, moron.
Oh, yeah. I think the more Hollywood goofballs say stuff like that, the better.
Right?
Yeah.
That doesn't. You got a point there.
Who does it help? It certainly doesn't have a, yeah, I'm with Bette. We get the, you know, my gosh. I thought it was great. Anyway, fascinating day. It was entertaining, and I hope it will be tonight. We'll talk more about it tomorrow on the program, and welcome your comments, questions on the program we call What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by Advanced Business Methods in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Did you know that hackers can get into your servers through your printers? And at Advanced Business Methods, they understand the security risks, set up the encryption and firewalls to keep the outside world out. Go online to find out more about them, abmnow.com, abmnow.com. And if you can't wait the 22 hours until we're back, don't forget the 24-7 Oasis Petroleum Beat the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776.
So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right?
Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own splash super pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. The best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.